This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show. Broadcasting live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Still to come, we'll talk with Mike Clemens coming up about 1.5 hour from right now, plus Big Show Knows Fantasy in the last segment of the show, plus we'll make our predictions for this weekend's playoff games too. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. He is the Packers president and CEO, Mark Murphy. Mark, thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Barkey.
I guess first things first, we'll start with is this whole pandemic, not having fans for the longest of time, and now finally being able to ease in little by little more and more people and letting in more people now for this playoff game than we've had at any point in the past.
Yeah, no, we're excited, and you know, we feel confident that we can do it safely. We've worked really closely with our local health officials, and you're right. We didn't have any fans at all for the first four games, and then gradually over the last four home games of the year, we kind of ramped it up, and till the last game, we had just under 1,000. It was all invited guests, though, no ticketed fans. But, you know, we felt confident. And the other thing that has helped us, the league has really monitored all the different teams that have hosted fans and, you know, the protocols that have worked. And there hasn't been any breakout or outbreak related to any games. So we feel confident. We'll probably have we're going to have 6,500 ticketed fans and then with invited guests and others will have probably just over 8,000 fans. So I never thought that I would think that 8,000 is a big crowd, but in 2020 and certainly in the middle of the pandemic, that's pretty good. It's still a small percentage of our overall capacity.
Mark, this is Leroy Butler. Take me into the interview with LaFleur. Now, full disclosure, Mark, and you know this, the Mike McCarthy thing threw me off a little bit, but it seemed like in the off season, I didn't see Matt LaFleur on nobody's list or interviews or anything, but it seemed like a fantastic choice. But I think that interview really put everything in motion for this franchise to be number one seed and all this thing. But what was it about LaFleur that really, you said, this is my guy and you went with him?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. It was a process that I think the process that we used was very helpful. It was, you know, Brian Gutekunst, Russ Ball, and I. It was terrible, it was hard, and we got criticized for making a decision and trying to moving on from Mike McCarthy, before the end of the season. But I think it gave us a little bit of a head start. I think we had four games left, and we were able to start thinking about what the process was going to look like. We interviewed a couple candidates before the season ended. So I do think it was helpful. And, you know, I mean, Matt was the very last person we interviewed.
Oh.
He came very highly recommended, particularly his work and working with quarterbacks. And obviously, you know, if you look back over his career, I mean, he's been with some quarterbacks that have had their best years under him. You know, whether it was Matt Ryan, I think he was the MVP when Matt was working with him, and yep. Jared Goff obviously had success. I've been in, you know, my years as an athletic director, you know, for 17 years I hired coaches for a living, and so I've hired some good ones, I hired some bad ones, but the last person always has a little bit of an advantage because it's your last memory. So, but Matt's interview went very well. It didn't even feel like an interview. It was just a conversation. We felt very comfortable with him. He was extremely prepared, knew all about our organization. But again, it was the last one. So, and we got on the, when we got on the plane afterwards, I said, you know, that was really good, wasn't it? And we all felt the same way, but we decided we better sleep on it for a night. So woke up the next morning and we all felt the same way. And obviously tribute to Matt, and you know, it was clear he had a plan. And although he'd obviously never been a head coach, but been around a lot of good head coaches, his father was a coach. So he kind of grew up around the business and, yeah, so he came in with a plan, and you could see right away he was going to change the culture of the team. And obviously he's had great success. So, and you know, I think it's a tribute to Matt, and you know, his work ethic is phenomenal. And you know, the other thing, Leroy, and you know this, he's very humble, and he's willing to take the blame when things don't go right. And I think that. You know, and he's established, obviously, I think the players respect him and really play hard for him. But I think the relationship that he's established with Brian and Russ Ball, three of them all work well, but especially Brian and Matt, I've really been pleased at their working relationship.
Yeah, this is Gary Olson speaking to you, Mark. I would think there's not been much to apologize about. He's been more right than wrong. I mean, three games only lost this year. He's just been absolutely incredible. But Mark, really, how difficult, though, has it been for you guys in this pandemic to try to keep everybody socially distanced, to try to work around this for the players and really for your staff at 1265?
It's been a challenge. There's no book on how do you do it. It's,
right.
You know, I mean, you know, and I give, you know, I think the league has been helpful. You know, with all the protocols, but you know, you've got to follow them. And you know, and both of you guys know Doug Collins. He's our director of security. He's been our infection control officer, and he's played a key role for us. And I think Matt's done a really good job, you know, talking to the team about the importance of making good decisions. You know, we look at it since the start of training camp. We had like four or five players that tested positive, but since then, and that was kind of, you know, I mean, that's we hadn't tested at all until the start of training camp. So, you know, you expected that you would have some players that test positive, but
correct.
Really, during the season, we only had two players that tested positive. Now, obviously, we've had the recent situation with Jared Valdir, but. That's an odd one. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you think that
right.
You just
I mean, we were so happy about that move. It was a great move, right? And we were happy, and yeah. Then sad. I mean, it was, yeah.
No, we all felt the same way. I mean, that's tremendous to have somebody with that kind of experience. And but, yeah, I mean, it sounds like, knock on wood, I think we've made it through. We've tested. So we didn't have anybody come up in contact tracing, where if you're considered a high risk close contact, then you have to sit out for 5 days. So nobody fell into that category, and so far all the tests of the people that were around him, and all of them, everybody, you know, in almost all the situations had masks on when they weren't actually on the field. So so far we haven't had any negatives related to Jared.
Talking with Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO, here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Radio Network. Obviously, all pro teams in this situation, whether it be baseball, basketball, or football, are losing a lot of money by not having fans in the stands and so forth. But you being in Green Bay and kind of being, I don't know, the main hub there in Green Bay as far as bringing visitors in and bringing money in, I would assume that this is probably hurting Green Bay, the actual city itself, far more than other markets.
Oh, yeah. I think, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're a smaller market. Obviously the home games have a much bigger impact, relative impact, on our local economy than, New York or Chicago. So, yeah, it's been a rough year, I think, for all of our local businesses, particularly, hotels and restaurants that really rely on that. Our focus all along has been, number one, we want to make sure we get the games in. And you guys all know it. I mean, roughly two-thirds of our revenue comes from broadcast television. So that was really the main focus. Obviously, keeping our players and as well as our fans safe. And, we kind of, as you said, we eased into it. And, I think, having 8,000 fans here tomorrow, I don't know if that's going to be, it's better than zero, but, I don't know if that's going to be a huge shot in the arm for local businesses. It looks like most of the people that are coming are from the Green Bay area or not too far away. Because one of the things that, because of the pandemic, all of the tickets are non-transferable. So what we didn't want is, selling people getting the tickets and then selling them to people flying in from outside of the area, and they're more likely to bring in the virus.
Correct.
Mark, real quick, last one for me. I wanted to ask you about, because I'm a big fan of Pettit. How did he play in the interview with Matt? Did you say, Matt, can you interview Pettit? Can you keep him? Because most guys like to bring in their own coordinators, but it just seemed like that was a smooth transition. If you got a guy in place to run the defense, now he can just concentrate on the offense, and brought in Nathaniel Hackett, who have a follow-up question, because I know he interviewed in Atlanta. Because they're going to be guys leaving your staff when you have success. I mean, that's the way.
You go 26-6 over two years. People notice. Yeah, in terms of Mike Pettine, it's always I would never tell a head coach he has to do something. So it was his decision completely.
Nice.
We did tell him that we were we thought that Mike did a nice job. In the 1 year, his first year, you could see an immediate change in terms of our defense. And ultimately it was Matt's decision, and he decided to keep Mike on. And I think obviously he did a good job, but I think also having the continuity on defense was a factor as well. Not bringing in a new coordinator and changing the system.
Mark, I know you guys had talked about maybe a year or so ago expanding some things in around Lambeau Field. Does this pandemic put things off a little bit, or you guys are still on schedule to redo some stuff out there in the parking lot?
It's a good question. The Titletown work that we've been doing, it's mostly the apartment complex, the office tower, and townhouses. We've been able to continue working through those, through the pandemic. So those are continuing. So that's positive. Got a couple projects at the stadium that we deferred a little bit just because of, you know, not having fans here. Actually, we did a concourse renovation. We're renovating our concourse, and we're doing it in like four or five phases. We just finished the third phase, but you know, this will be the first time that people are actually using the new concession stand, so that'll be nice. But there's a couple other phases that we're looking at. There's a couple other projects that we're looking at and want to have a little better, little clearer picture of what our finances will look like next year. You know, we're hopeful that it will be back to normal, but, you know, I think in probably in a few months we'll have a better picture and be able to make decisions on, you know, whether to invest you know, additional money in some of the projects or whether to defer some of them.
Talking with Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO, I got a couple left for you here, one of which is not necessarily Packer-related, but Big Ten football related. Do you think there's any chance Pat Fitzgerald ever gets and takes an NFL job? Because as a Badger fan, I'd be fine if he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, obviously, I think an awful lot of Pat. He's just done a phenomenal job there. He's had an, I mean, what he's accomplished is phenomenal. If he's going to leave, this might be the time. Because his athletic director, Jim Phillips, is leaving to become the commissioner of the ACC. You know, I know he's got kids in high school, so it's hard to move. I think, and you know, Northwestern, it's hard to, and he's accomplished great things there, but I don't know if he can do much more than he's already done, just quite honestly. I mean, it's really hard to compete with Ohio State.
Yes.
And he did it this year. And, although it looks like a number of the jobs are starting to fill up. So, I don't know if he's had an interview yet, but, I think his kids said, they gave him permission. He would only be able to take the Bears job because he wouldn't have to move. And the Bears job is not open, obviously.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mark, circling back, that there was going to be that Badger-Notre Dame game. Any updates on that at Lambeau Field? Did they put that off or reschedule that?
Yeah, we're hoping to. So that was scheduled to be this fall. Next fall, they will play down at Soldier Field. And so we're looking at the following year in 2022 to have it here. Have to clear up. As you guys know, college football scheduling is complex,
yes.
But I think we're going to be able to work that out.
I'm going to end this with something that social media likes to do, and that is start rumors and rumblings and throw stuff out there.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you're going to tell me or not, but I figured we'd ask. This whole Austin Powers thing that the players are doing and so forth about gold and all of that stuff, rumblings about Mike Myers possibly showing up maybe, at Lambeau this weekend. Have you heard, or can you say if there's anything to that?
I hope it's virtual.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right, he said he's there. That's all I wanted. Good, that's all we wanted.
It just better be virtual.
I know nothing.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah,
very
don't get
good.
Tricked into that.
Yeah.
No headlines.
Mark,
no headlines.
Thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. Look forward to getting
Thank
out
you.
In the future.
All right, Mark. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Take care. There he is, Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Coming up on the other side, Bucks in action tonight. We'll look ahead to that game. If you get queasy when you hear about injuries that happen, yeah, I don't know about the next segment. Torrey Craig describes how he got hurt in some detail. So stay tuned for that. And then we'll talk to Mike Clemens the segment after that, our Green and Gold Insider, here on the Wendy's Big Show.
I love gold.
16 stations strong. The Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.